This morning's reading is from the First Prophecy to the Americas, chapter 7, on the judgment of goodly men and women. God, in his supreme grandeur and greatness, has ordained the coming of the Son of Righteousness, which sheds the redeeming light into the world, the sign of which the cross is the cross of enlightenment, the messianic or Christ force by which all men and women everywhere may participate in eternal life. The Son of Righteousness and the Cross of Enlightenment are heavenly forces which no one can alter or change, as has been done in the past with the teachings of holy men of God, such as Jesus. Therefore, know that God now judges the world by his light, which no one can escape, though he flee to the center of the earth. People have asked themselves why God allows suffering and illness and death in the world. Know that it is not God who causes this suffering, illness, and death, but the acts of arrogant men and women who ignore the laws of God given by holy prophets for a just and meaningful life. God is so vast in his greatness, so vast in his power, that no man or woman can comprehend that greatness and power. Some believe God is a small personal deity, as an old wise man sitting in judgment of people. Such is not the case. I say unto you that God is above such things, beyond the limitations of personality or judgment. People would judge God because they wish to break the laws laid down by former generations of holy ones, inspired of God, and not suffer the results of that life. Worldly religions inspired of man have belittled God's commandments by making them almost childlike in their simplicity. I say unto you that to keep God's laws demands all of one's wisdom and energies. It is not a matter of thou shalt not do this or thou shalt not do that, although such commandments given to humankind by former generations of goodly men and women are essential for law and order of society. To live by God's commandments requires the dedication of a lifetime. I say unto you that God's commandments are not known or understood by the ignorant or of ignorant minds. They are understood only by those who have evolutionized by the grace of God's redeeming light and who have communion with God. Children are punished by their parents for their wrongdoing. Otherwise, children would harm themselves, the family, and later society, imposing their selfish and arrogant ways upon others, and they would work a great harm upon the order of the world. But it is by force that children obey their parents. In like manner do men and women obey the laws of the state and the commandments of earthly religions. But I say unto you that it is not by force, but by understanding and by love, that men and women of wisdom acknowledge and obey God's ordinances for the good of themselves and the whole universe. Goodly men and women who understand and love God would no more break his laws than place their hand in a fire or throw themselves from a high place. To do so invites certain suffering, pain, or death. It is not God's judgment that results in this suffering, pain, or death, but man's breaking of an immutable law. Why blame God when the results of wrongdoing are self-evident? It is man's actions that result in all judgment, and each is to determine what his or her judgment will be. Therefore, God has inspired holy prophets to write of the laws of God, so each may understand the benefits of right doing and the harm of wrongdoing. I have come as a messenger of light to announce to all men and women everywhere the new conditions prevailing in the world and what course to take. Goodly men and women have but to understand the new laws of God and to generate the necessary wisdom to work with them in order to reap the benefits. For thousands of centuries, people have awaited the coming of the Christ, Son of Righteousness, which was promised in olden times. It has come as the result of much labor and service by former generations of the religious-minded in all parts of the world. And it has come at the time of a completion of a grand cycle when the sun will have passed into a favorable position in the universe of space and time. By these means, God has been able to reach the minds and the hearts and the spirits of those who for so long have been existing in a most unfavorable environment, with their hearts and their minds and their souls closed. Therefore, the judgment of goodly men and women who acknowledge the coming of Christ into the world through the Son of Righteousness is everlasting life with God. And the salvation of goodly men and women comes directly from God through the grace of his redeeming light, and not by any other means, neither by blind obedience to former laws, nor by blood shed of prophets, nor by sacrifices of holy ones of God. Hear then, O children of the earth, the word of God, dictated by a messenger of light for the redemption of the world, as promised by former holy men and women inspired of God, the judgment of which no one can escape.